Good evening, this is John. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. This is a special edition. That sound in the background, tuning up, getting ready, is Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters, my guests for this evening. Let's start off with an exclusive Kill Radio peek at a track from their new CD, and then we'll get into some live stuff. I fit an entire country band into Kill Radio studio. I don't know how I did it. Country, rockabilly, honky-tonk. Why don't you introduce yourselves, if you may, if you would.
All these things on here?
Yes, indeed.
Hi, I'm Dawn Shipley.
Joel Morin.
Tony D. Herrera, and I play drums.
Tony Macias, play upright bass.
All right, so, what are you guys doing here?
I don't know. We showed up and wanted to stop.
Yeah,
we're on our way to a gig.
Are you ready to a gig?
Not our gig, somebody else's gig.
Yeah, somebody else's
gig. Well, you guys play a lot around town, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you guys play a couple times. And
downtown and wherever else we can.
Wherever else, out of town, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me a little bit about how it started. There were some sharpshooters around. Don Shipley ran into them and poof.
Actually, it started out as Don Shipley and the Midnight Boys was the original band, and Tony D. Herrera on the drums, and Don were the original members of that band. And take it from there, Don.
Oh, well, then I got lucky and found these guys. we just kind of happened upon each other.
Well, what kind of instruments are we talking about here, Don? You sing, obviously, and you play guitar.
Mm-hmm. And guitar. And then Joel has a telling that he plays most of the time. He also plays some steel and some baritone guitar as well. And then, you know, Tony plays drums, regular drums, no bongos, nothing like that. And then...
Yeah.
You never know. Spoons, you know. Tonight I think he's going to try his knees.
I'm going to play lap tonight.
Play lap. And then we have an upright bass. Tony Macias plays.
I should have taken up harmonica.
All right, well, before I ask you a bunch of silly questions about, you know, what kind of music do you play and stuff like that, why don't you give us a live tune here at Kill Radio on Is Good.
All right. What do y'all want to do?
Something.
Bear with me.
I don't know about drums in that song.
Yeah.
This is Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters, totally unplugged because we're not allowed to have drums here in the studio.
Talking about reversal.
Yeah.
Set my foot down.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a Buddy Holly tune. Well, you say you're mine, but you don't show it. Better fly right, cause before you know it, I'm gonna set my foot right down on you. Gonna stop your job, baby, till you say you're through. Gonna turn you around and put you upside down. That don't stop your sipping around. I'm gonna set my foot right down on you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Gonna stop your job, baby, till you say you're through. And you tell me that, come your dog bites me instead of that of the cat. I'm gonna set my foot right down on you. Gonna stop your strut, baby, till you say you're through. Well, you say you're mine, but you don't show it. Better fly right, cause before you know it, I'm gonna set my foot right down on you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Gonna stop your strut, baby, till you say you're through. Put you upside down. That don't stop your slipping around. I'm gonna set my foot right down on you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Gonna stop your strut, baby, till you say you're through. Well, you tell me this and you tell me that. Come, your dog bites me instead of that of the cat. I'm gonna set my foot right down on you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Gonna stop your strut, baby, till you say you're through.
Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters live on Kill Radio Is Good with John Hirschfield. Very excited. Very happy to have you here.
We're glad to be here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
So let's talk a little bit about what the objective is in all of this. You guys make beautiful music together, but what for? What is it about storytelling? Is it about, is there an idea you're trying to get across, or is it just about having a good time?
I think mostly it's just about having a good time. And, you know, because we all love the music so much. And I think, you know, we want to keep it alive, for one thing. And I mean, yeah, my songs are somewhat, I mean, they're all written for a reason. Some of them are just stories that I've come up with, you know, based on some scenario that I've been in or seen other people in, you know. But So, I mean, it's nice to be able to get that stuff across, those ideas across, but that's not the main thing for me, I don't think.
The songs turn out good, but it's really cool when you know the story behind them, you know?
Well, like, just as an example, random example, what was that last song about? What did that song mean to you?
That was a Buddy Holly song.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's about having fun.
Exactly.
What about that? We just heard a sneak peek from, you guys have a new album. You had already had one album out, correct?
Yes, Step It Up came out 2003, I think it was.
2003, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely time for a new one.
We're cranking them out.
Oh, yeah.
Every 2 years.
When is this one coming out, and where can people get Step It Up?
Step It Up can be gotten at, well, online, like through Hepcat Records. I think that's Collector's Music or
Collector's Choice is what it's called now.
Collector's Choice.
Collector's Choice. I think that's the name of the website. But probably if you go, is there still any link to Hepcat in there? Or
if you go to Hepcat Records, then it'll take it to the page.
Hepcatrecords.com or something like that.
But you can also get it at Amoeba Records here in LA at least, and even on BestBuy.com. So, like, if you just do a search for it, I think CD Baby and
Amazon.
Amazon. And
yeah, probably if you just search the name, either Don Chipley and the Sharpshooters or Step It Up, you'll probably find it somewhere.
Definitely.
Just buy it wherever it's cheapest would be my suggestion.
That's good advice.
Buy it at the shows. We already have our portion.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, buy it. Yeah, there you go, Tony. Buy it at the shows.
Can I have a copy? I'm already here, so. you guys also have an online presence of your own. There's donchipley.com. You have a MySpace page as well, yes?
Yes, and you can get to the MySpace page through our main website.
Cool.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
All right, well, entertain me.
I thought you were supposed to entertain us, John.
No, I'm just hired help. Oh. Let's hear another song.
All right, let's see.
This is Don Chipley and the Sharpshooters on Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Yeah, we'll do one of our own this time.
Yeah.
But what?
You think we could do so with a kiss?
Yeah, I imagine we could. This is going to be on the new record. The new record, by the way, is going to be called Baby If I.
And it should be out in February.
That's right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was great. Thank you so much for coming and playing.
Thank you.
I want to.
A lot more fun with drums.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was gonna get to that. I want to just ask each of you individually about your experience playing music, and I want to start with Tony, the drummer, because unfortunately, he's not able to show his talents at the moment because of the space we're in.
He's playing a mean lap tonight.
Yeah. Well. I'm curious. I mean, with this particular kind of music, I mean, tell me about the challenges of being a drummer, or making yourself known as a drummer in a band. How's it work?
For me, I mean, this music, it's really, for a drummer, it's
just really basic. It's simple music, and staying simple is part of sounding right with this style of music. And then getting the right sound out of everything too. And you don't want to be too loud with this kind of stuff, because it was based with like country music. They didn't even start using drums until probably about the 50s. I know Western swing used it before that, but country music didn't. Rockabilly, when they first started using the drums, I mean, it was pretty quiet. It was pretty much in the background.
I can tell you're a drummer because you want nothing to do with that microphone. but do you get an opportunity in the songs to show a little flair?
Yeah, there's a couple little spots. They give me a little bit of room so I can mess around, and I start a couple of the songs. So I get the little daylight in there somewhere. It's mostly about those guys, though, definitely.
But how did you come into country music drumming? Or was it drumming in general, and you found country?
When I was a kid, I played a little bit, and then it was like maybe like 2001, I think I met Dawn, and she was looking for a band, and a friend kind of, you know, hooked us up, and, you know, I said, well, I told her I hadn't played for a long time, and I just started, we just kind of got together and started messing around, and here we are. You know, little by little, you know, I just kind of learned how to, you know, the style of the drumming for this style of music.
That's great. And are you also part of the songwriting process?
Oh, not so much. Don does the biggest chunk of that. I'm not with the music. Joel and Tony, and then I just try to figure out the rhythms that'll work with it.
Keep the songs going, huh?
He's being way too modest. Actually, that first song you played, the guitar riff on that, was actually his idea. Maybe you don't even remember. You were the one that suggested that. So
good.
Okay, cool. So I can't believe I'm facing an upright bass here. This blows my mind. Aside from the challenges of also having the name Tony, right?
Yeah. I'm in more than one band with more than one Tony, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does an upright bass guy find himself playing music, you know, in a public forum?
Yeah, I stumbled into it, actually. In the mid-90s, I saw a band. I went to see a particular band, and the opening band had an upright bass, and I thought it was pretty cool. And it was a girl playing. That was Annette Valdez and the Hyperions.
Nice.
Yeah. So after that, I kind of liked that band so much, you know, the rockabilly that they were playing, that I started to seek out this underground scene. And it was even more underground then than it is now. But met a lot of cool people and watched a lot of good bass players play bass, and I finally decided to get one in the late 90s. And I don't know, it's worked out so far, I think.
And this thing you're holding here is huge. I mean, you look like a midget with a viola. I mean, it's
it's awkward sometimes getting through doorways and, you know, narrow hallways and things like that.
How tall is that thing?
Boy, it's past 6 feet, that's for sure. Yeah.
That's great. And you know, in a sense, you have a similar work cut out for you as the drummer, because it's very much a percussive instrument.
We work very much together. Yeah. Yeah. And I think we work well together, too. Yeah.
Definitely have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, that's what you two really have to be in sync.
Right.
Fantastic. And Joel.
Yowza.
What's your story, man?
Well, you want the real story, or you want an interesting story?
yes.
Yes. No, actually, to make a long story not quite as long, I started playing, you know, rock and hard rock and punk and stuff back in the 80s, and like a lot of people in my age bracket. And then I got into rockabilly probably around the same time as Tony. Back in the mid 90s, I started really, you know, it's music that had been around and you always heard it, and, you know, I was familiar with people like, you know, the well known names in the style, you know, like people like Elvis and Gene Vincent. And but then once you started really digging a little deeper and finding out that there's a lot of people that have been doing this kind of music for a long time that are really good at it that aren't that well known, and that some of that to me was some of the best stuff. It was a lot of the rare stuff that you had to dig a little deeper for. Unfortunately, we live in the digital age where you can buy compilation records, and so there's stuff that before you would have really had to dig through lots of stacks of 45s to find out, you know, like one company in particular, Bear Family Records out of Germany, that we actually just appeared on one of their compilations last year. They're pretty much the leader, the forefront of that, and they put out a lot of good stuff that you really can't find anywhere else.
And you guys played in Europe, didn't you? You took a no?
Not yet.
Oh, that's right.
Don went there, but yeah, we're hoping to get there next year and play. Mm-hmm. So, our record label actually is out of Spain, so that's putting out the first record we put out ourselves on our own label, Shot O'Clock, but the next one is coming out out of El Toro Records in Spain. So. We're hoping to maybe get over there and play.
Well, cool. As well. Well, why don't we'll play another track, exclusive track from this upcoming CD, and then when we come back, we'll ask the title character of Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters all sorts of embarrassing questions. And we'll take the next couple of minutes to think of them, me and the other bandmates.
It's Don's birthday.
It's already begun. any recommendations?
Pick a number, any number.
But if it's a cover, we'll pick another number.
Five. No idea what that is.
You're listening to Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters on Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Make believe I pretended I didn't cry the day you said goodbye. When you walked out of my life, I didn't know you could cause such. Pretended I didn't care, but in my heart you're still there. My life's been make-believe since you walked out on me. You took away everything. Now all I can do is dream. Someday
Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters here in Kill Radio. Don.
All right.
Happy birthday,
first of all.
Second of all, where are you from?
I'm from Texas, born in San Antonio, and I lived in the Hill Country and Austin area for most of my life.
And, obviously that must have had some effect on the kind of music that you grew up listening to. Maybe.
Well, the funny thing is that the country stuff is what I rebelled against for a long time, kind of until my early 20s, and I just kind of, I just expanded my horizons a little around then. Like, when the Austin music scene, there was so much good music, great bands, playing every night, and it was so easy to get so caught up in it, and... like, I used to go see the Asylum Street Spankers, a really great, like, 10-piece acoustic act. They played every Wednesday, and so I started going to see them. They did, like, Tin Pan Alley stuff and some old blues. And
like Tin Pan Alley music on acid.
Yeah. they were pretty awesome. Funny. Yeah, they were great. And then, I was like, I want more music like this. You know, what else? I asked them for recommendations of other stuff to go see, and just kind of fell upon a whole new world that way, and I just kind of felt right at home when I did.
So
what came first, singing or guitar?
Not the guitar. The singing, definitely. I've been singing ever since I can remember, and playing piano too. And guitar, I didn't start playing until we started the band, and they made me play guitar because you know, we kind of needed it. I'm glad that I do now, although I wish I had more time to practice so you know, I could do a little better. But
does everybody here have a job outside of music?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Does everybody here wish they could spend more time working on music?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. A lot of that going around these days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about this last song that we heard from your new CD.
All right. That song is actually the first song that I wrote. Well, you know, I wrote other songs in the past, like, you know, just little things. But it's the first one that I wrote that we do that's playable, I should say. I was just listening to Patsy Cline one night, and I think I was a little heartbroken at the time to, you know, some ex-boyfriend or something. And it just kind of came to me. Just sat down and wrote it all out. And
nothing makes for good songwriting like a broken heart, huh?
There's nothing better.
And that was a long time ago. I was probably, maybe I was 21 when I wrote that. Maybe not. I think somewhere around there.
So now you're 22.
So that was like 10 years ago.
Happy birthday.
Give it away. Thanks.
Where are you guys playing next?
Oh, next Tuesday, I guess that's November 15th, we have a show at Joe's in Burbank. It used to be Crazy Jack's. They're doing, let's see, it starts at like 8:30, and we'll be playing until 11:30 or midnight, something like that. Or maybe it's 8 to 11:30. It's on our website.
I think it's like 8:30 to 11:30. It's an earlier show because it's a weeknight.
Yeah, an earlier show and a nice long one. They have a great dance floor.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a swing dance type night, but they, you know, they sort of mix it up a little bit with, and you know, a lot of our stuff is danceable. So and there we are. We're probably
a little hillbilly for the room, because they, but you know, they'll make it work. They'll just have to dance a little faster. But it used to be, yeah, like Don said, it used to be called Crazy Jack's. So those of you who know Burbank and know Crazy Jack's, it's now called Joe's Bar. If you're not sure where it is, I can't tell you the address off the top of my head, but it's on Magnolia between Cahuenga and Hollywood Way, right next to the Taco Bell, if that helps anyone at all.
And there's always www.donshipley.com to go get the address from.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
This evening's program is brought to you by Taco Bell. Would you guys like to play some more songs for us?
Sure.
Sweetly. Let's see now.
Little Miss Heartache.
Falling microphones. Out of all the songs to choose, that one.
Well, I'm just thinking of something that'll come across. Something.
Let's do that, because we haven't done that song in so long.
Okay.
I don't know if I remember it anymore.
I remember it, don't worry. Okay. As long as one of us does.
Best of luck to you. You're listening to Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters on killradio.org.
Just call me Little Miss Heartache. I'm crying all the time. Each time a girl sleeps right on by. I have great taste in music and great taste in friends, but I seem to be lacking when it comes to picking men. For when I find a lover, one that I adore, his feet get cold and he runs away, and then I cry some more. Just call me Little Miss Heartache. I'm crying all the time. Each time a love slips right on by. They call me Little Miss Heartache. Drowning in my tears. Can't seem to swim, though I try and try. I heartache. I'm crying all the time. Each time a nose slips right on by. They call me literate heartache. I'm drowning in my tears. Can't seem to swim though I try and try. Can't seem to swim though I try and try.
So, rockabilly is kind of a niche audience. Do you guys have mainstream aspirations? Or is the objective to sort of master the rockabilly scene?
We're not being picky. You know, we would not mind a mainstream. Well, we love, you know, everybody to be our fans, mainstream or not, and we'll play mainstream places. We're just trying to make people smile. More than anything else, we're not going for a niche, particularly.
That's a great answer.
It's a really small niche too. It's the people that are into it are really passionate about it, and they're really, I think the especially you know people that are in their 20s to 40s that are in this kind of music, they're a lot of them are ex-punk rockers. And, you know, they've got that punk rock attitude sort of like this is our thing and the rest of you can't have it. So that's why they're really passionate about it. And they sort of like it's sometimes maybe a little intimidating to people who are sort of outside it coming in. But, you know, we certainly welcome everybody at our shows. And the more people that want to come see us play and enjoy it, then great. You know, whoever enjoys it and is into it, then we're happy to have you. So.
We have a lot of fans who are under 3 years old, under five, you know, a lot of little kids like
that. You're good in the under five market?
That's yeah.
You've got all the age groups covered. That is one thing about this music. It's you will see people of all different ages and backgrounds that get into this stuff because it's family friendly, and yet, you know, it's got a, you know, the original stuff that came out was that there was a rebelliousness about it too, so it's kind of got a little everything that appeals to everybody.
Do you ever, you know, like run into people who have heard of you, have heard your music? You know, are you surprised by your fans or anything like that?
Yeah. Let's see. There was one instance when we were on the road doing a little tour up to Seattle, and our minivan got a flat tire, and we took it to like a Just Tires. It just happened to be on a Sunday, and you know, luckily we found some place that was open, and we had a gig to get to that night. But one of the guys there, you know, he's like, saw the equipment in the back of the minivan, and he's like, "Oh, y'all in a band?" And he was like, he asked what band it was, and Joel told him, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I've heard of y'all," I don't remember the rest of the story, but you know, he knew who we were.
I don't remember that at all.
Like, I when the flat tire and all that, but there was somebody at the tire place that knew who we were.
Pleasanton, yeah.
Wow. Bill,
whatever.
Yeah, that's the middle. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, that's right, because we had just played a show in the Bay Area the night before, and we had to drive to Reading and play kind of an early show in Reading. So we were like, and that's like, what was that, about a 3 hour drive, 2-3 hour drive, and so we were kind of.
We were pushing it.
We made it though.
We made it. I had to get ready in the bathroom there at the gig. Oh, I put my makeup on in the car outside.
That's right.
Not on the car.
It's a glamorous life, folks.
Oh yeah, it is. And then we had some fans up in Oregon on that same tour that
yes.
followed us from Southern Oregon up to Portland.
Yeah.
Like a 6 hour drive. They had
That's
no
right.
place to stay, no nothing. They're just like, yeah, we're gonna go.
Johnny and
Greg.
And Greg, right?
They were very nice to us.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that was probably the longest tour we've done so far, wasn't it?
It was ten days.
10 days, yeah. So we haven't done any crazy month-long things or anything like that. You know, being that we all do have jobs, we got to get back to. But
yeah, those darn day jobs.
Yeah, but we do what we can. We have fun. Well, hopefully we'll do some more next year. We're about due for another tour.
CD took up a lot of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. The recording is just, it just eats up the time also, you know. And this, I think our first CD, we kind of were on a more, what do you call it? fast track. It just got done quicker because I guess because maybe it's we got a guy named Mark Neal who's out of San Diego, who's a great producer, produced our first record, and so he sort of did a lot of the work that we did ourselves on this one. Like, we were more involved in the mixing and the production on this new one. And we had a guy who was kind of sort of producing, but we were all really involved with it too. So naturally, you know, that's just going to make it take longer.
Yeah, especially trying to find days that we could all get together.
Find it, yeah, yeah. Find the, you know, the studio schedule. And, yeah, so this one, it took a while. I mean, it's probably by the time it's out, it'll be pushing a year before we, you know.
Very close, yeah.
Yeah, which it wasn't even that we spent all that much time in the studio working on it. It's just that it was drawn out. But, you know, what can you do?
Well, could you treat us to another song?
Certainly. What should we do this time?
Let's not do something D. How about that?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we only have 3 mics, so I think Joel, you might be a little underrepresented. So I'm going to try pointing my mic at you. Yeah.
Okay.
See if that helps us out a little bit.
I'll move out of the way of the guitar amp a little bit here.
Yeah.
Maybe you can hold it while you play the mic.
I'll hold it.
No, you know, you probably put it like maybe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that works.
Well, you know, could we do Everlasting Love without the drums?
That's kind of a drum song.
It's kind of a drum song. Well, I was hoping, just because Barbara Pittman just recently passed
away. That's right, she did.
So I was kind of hoping to do that. But
let's
do it. Do it. You never know. It's going to be this whole like new thing.
All right.
All right, you're listening to Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters on Is Good with John Hirschfield. Killradio.org.
Make up for the missing drums.
Oh, man, I don't... Okay.
Enjoy it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Do wanna be a party doll? I don't want a guy that's fine. I want an everlasting love. That's true. Someone to pet, just a kiss and then forget. I want an everlasting love, that's true. Well, I had thought the situation over, and I had determined what I'm gonna do. I'm tired of being tossed all over, all settled down with someone to be true. I don't want a good time guy. I want an everlasting love. That's true.
Is good. That's what the show is all about. Fantastic. Let's hear another song from the CD, and we'll get drunk, and then we'll come back.
Woo.
And talk a little bit more, and then we'll call it a night. What do you recommend? Or should we do the roulette thing again?
Spin the wheel. I think there's anything between 1 and 14.
Anything between 1 and 14. I like it.
Wait, there's 15 songs. What's wrong with number
15? 15 is actually a blooper track, so.
Oh, 15 is the blooper.
Baby, you got me hypnotized. When I look into your loving eyes, You got me acting like a fool. Baby, I just don't know what to do. I'm going crazy, crazy over you. Yeah, I just wanna be your loving fool. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love. It's just like heaven above. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love. When your warm lips touch mine, it sends shivers up and down my spine. And when your hand caresses my back, baby, I think I'm gonna have a heart attack. I'm going crazy, crazy over you. Yeah, I just wanna be your loving fool. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love. It's just like heaven up above. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love. Like heaven up above. I'm going crazy, crazy for your kiss. No one else can do me quite like this. I'm going crazy, crazy over you. Yeah, I just wanna be your loving fool. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love. It's just like heaven above. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love. I'm going crazy, crazy for your love.
You've been listening to Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org, a special edition, an evening edition. Guys, I think you rock. I really appreciate you coming down.
Thanks for having us.
I want to hear one by one who you are, what you play, and where we're going to see you next. Into the mic.
I'm Tony DeRat. I play the drums.
Tony Macias, upright bass, and just want to say one thing. When you see one of us rockabilly musicians out there, you know, just know that this genre of music that we have chosen is a lot of work, even on the next level. Big Sandy and the Paladins and Deke Dickerson, they tour constantly.
Yep.
You know? We do it because we love it. So, yeah. I want to tip my hat to all the rockabilly musicians out there.
There you go.
Totally. And I'm Dawn Shipley, and I sing and I play rhythm guitar.
Joel Morin, I play lead guitar and sometimes steel guitar and sometimes baritone, depending on how many things I feel like bringing to the show that night.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Where are we going to see you next? Where are you playing?
Joe's Bar in Burbank on Magnolia Boulevard. If you want to go to the website, www.donshipley.com, or the MySpace page, just search for It's just Dawn Shipley on MySpace,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
next
the
show is November 15th.
Next Tuesday, November 15th, 2005, 8:30 to 11:30, Joe's Bar in downtown Burbank. Well, not downtown Burbank, but Burbank.
In the hood part of Burbank.
Right. It's actually West Burbank, so you know, West Side.
South Central Burbank. The my guest today has been Dawn Shipley and the Sharpshooters. If anybody wants to save this interview for time to come, you can do so tomorrow. It will be up on the website at killradio.org for your downloading pleasure. We'll sign off with the track Babyfy from their as of yet unreleased new CD. You heard it here first.
I'd write you.